Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Amen. 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 Great job today. Great job. You ready for the word? You're going to have a treat today. Brother Mike Duncan is going to deliver the word, and we just want you to welcome him as he comes up. And I know he's got a good word. He always does. He has such a passion for God, and he has such a passion to see people come into the kingdom of God. He really does. So let's welcome one of your very own, Brother Mike Duncan.
Thank you, brother. Love you.
Love you.
Oh. About got the hem of the garment, didn't we? Yeah, old, good thing you didn't have your high heels on. Hallelujah. What a presence already. Whew. I believe this is a very timely word that God's laid on my heart. I've went through a lot of fight this week. And it was physical, and it was just, it's a lot. But there's a lot going on, you know? And the Lord really loves us. I mean, I used to keep that song right there, How He Loves Us. Whew. I used to keep that thing on my button, just on my phone. Just keep hitting it over. People think I was crazy. I'd be walking around with it on my phone. And it'd be playing out loud. And just walking around. He says, you hear something? I said, what you hear? You hear something? What is that? He loves us. He loves us so, so, so much. You know, I've struggled this week. But you know what I also had? I had so many confirmations of this word from other people who had no clue. I hadn't mentioned anything, but I heard somebody say something this day, somebody say something that day. I said, my goodness, Lord, here we go. And, you know, he said, let my word be established by two or more witnesses. And this is how it works. He's going to confirm his word. He's going to confirm and he's going to affirm you. If you are in him and he's in you. But this is the thing. This is where I'm going. Oh. Hallelujah. In a world sense, we are in an absolute mess. We are. We're an absolute mess. And I'm telling you, the word says, judgment. Well, where will it first begin? My goodness. And I'm not just saying, and I don't think Peter was just saying, in these buildings right here, it's where the judgment's going to be. What is the house of God? You. Because he says in his word, he says, I'm not going to inhabit anything made from man. You can't build anything and expect him to move into there. But yet we do this, don't we? What happened when they walked out of the synagogue that day? And Peter and them looked. See, what are you talking about? Rabbi, look at all these fabulous buildings and structures that we have around us. He says, my goodness, boy. He was from Judah. Southern. Not a stone will be left unturned. There's going to be rubble. And last week I seen that white buffalo sitting on rubble. And the pastor had an interpretation, and I've heard other interpretations and things that come forth in the Word. It's the love of God, the Spirit of God. It is the God. It is the Lord, man. He's not finished with us yet. He said, on top of all this rubble, I will still stand on you. Because this is His church. This is His bride. This is His gift. His gift is you. I don't even know what I just said. But that's where He's at. But I'm going to tell you what he said. Let me clear my throat right quick. I'm just shaking. I've never felt. I've been in a. I just believe it's from God. I believe this is a word that He's really wanting to penetrate you guys with. He says, no more. I believe He's saying no more. No more of this. No more of this. And what is this? What is this? Can y'all pull it up? I'm going to pull here. Let's go to Matthew 15. And if y'all can pull it up here, because, you know, I just... 15:8, Matthew 15:8. And this is pretty cool because I'm telling you, everything of the Old Testament that we have biblically is about Jesus. You know, it's just concealed. And we say now in the New Testament, it's all about Jesus, but it's about Jesus being revealed. Yes. It all unfolds. He gives us that revelation. He reveals Himself. God, it was the God of the unknown, the unseen. But He put something, a promise, in a man. And He grew that promise by faith. And He made him a people. He didn't make him a country. But we all look at Israel as a country, don't we? But it's not about a country. And the time that we're living in right now, it's not about a party. It's not about a man. It's not even about a country. It's about a people. It's about God's people. And I believe right here where it says, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And we know this right here is a word that Jesus is fulfilling that comes from the prophet Isaiah that He spoke to the people. Can we go to the next verse? And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. One more. When He had called the multitude to Himself, He said to them, hear and understand. Understanding. I got to sit in on Wednesday night. First time in a long time I got to sit in on a Wednesday night. And what I heard that the Lord was teaching and moving through our Pastor Terry. And this ties right in. It's not about these teachings of men. Jesus talking about, hey, this teachings of men, this is what He says. I've had enough. He's had enough of worshiping me, worshiping Him with your lips and your heart being somewhere else. You know, a lot of it's not even our fault, is it? Because the people before us, some of us have got slithered off into the wrong way. One of the things that I was going with in the choices and the things that I was talking about last month in Sunday school, and I never finished part of it, and it was talking about the fruit of the vine and how Jesus was desiring to have that last meal. He said, I've been desiring to have this meal with you, this communion. Okay? And he said, I won't have any of this again until the fulfillment of the kingdom. And see, that's what the beauty of God is. It's just what he's going to do and what's going to happen. But as Terry was talking about last Wednesday, look, we have this gospel of salvation. And praise God, we need that, don't we? But we need the gospel, the truth, the good news of the kingdom of God. What does that look like? We just pack our bags and go home. We're good. I'm waiting. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder. Well, it's going to be a good time. But that's not the gospel of the kingdom. It's not over there somewhere. Teach us how to pray. He wants to bring the kingdom here. He wants to bring the kingdom not out here somewhere, but in here somewhere. But let me... What he said over there in Luke 22 was profound, because what he says, he goes on to say, he says, hey, I've desired to have this meal and the time is coming and all this is coming. He says, but I'm going to tell you this, the hand that betrays me is sitting on the same table as me. The same hand that betrays me is on the very hand, a table that my hand's laying on. What does it say right there? Hear and understand. I'm not going to teach in that here. That's a beautiful, big, big word right there. Just hear. Because if you go to Mark over there in here, I think that's the greatest commandment of them all. These are the greatest commandments. What? Hear, O Israel. Hear, O my people. That the Lord God is one. Hear. Understand. You know, it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of effort to understand some things. Can I just be plain and simple with it? If you want to understand something, you're going to have to want to understand something. You're going to have a desire to understand what God is saying. Because he says in Proverbs over there too, that it's his glory to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of a king or you to seek them out. It's not just out here for everything and everything. You've got to give a little bit if you want to know it, because he's gave a lot just to get you there. Hallelujah. Let's go one more, and I'm going to run through here just quickly. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Next verse, please. Then his disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended? And when they heard this saying, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, they will both fall into a ditch. Okay, come on. It's getting good. Then Peter answered and said to him, explain this. Come on, I want understanding. See, I'm not one to ask much questions, so it's a little more difficult for me. Rightly, I'm not a thinker. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Obviously, I'm asking questions. I want to understand, Lord. 18, drum roll. Okay, do you not yet understand whatever enters the mouth, stomach, and it eliminated? Let's go to 18. Here we go. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the what? And they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemies. Okay, I'm going to start right there. So I could just leave it there, right? Because Because my goodness, I can throw a lot of blame right here, can't I? I can pick the word up right here, the sword. And I could just start cutting every single one of y'all with that verse right there. But you know what else can come out of your heart? Not just that. See, that's what we've kind of heard a lot of our lives, and kind of we've kind of grown up in a little bit. Can I get Hebrews 4:12? Because if we just leave it right here, go to Hebrews 4:12, please. Because we can go with that then, now, can't we? If we just cut it there, my goodness, look at this stuff coming out of my heart. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit and the joints of the marrow and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's what the word can do, but the word's not here. You know what hit me this week? I was dropping the kids off, and one of my son's memory verses was John 4:12. I said, my goodness. And you know what hit me? It was boom. It was the same thing. It's about what God is doing here. It's not what he's trying to do. He's already done it. We just got to get the understanding and know that he's done it. This is where we got to go. You know, and it hit me. I said, my goodness, what have we done? What are we doing? We're yielding a sword, and we're cutting. We think that's what, this isn't for me to take to you. I'm not quoting scripture, running around, and just bashing you with it. Cutting you, because my goodness, that thing will cut you. It will hurt you. But it'll also heal you. He'll also nurture you. He'll also fix you. It will also bring you into eternal life and the like-mindedness of Christ himself. This is, word isn't for someone else. It's for you. It's for you. Remember what Jesus said over there? Look here. You don't even know what kind of manner of spirit you are. Also, look, do you know to take the log out of your own eye before you worry about the speck over here? But see, Jesus said, I'm going to take that heart of stone and I'm going to turn it to a heart of flesh. There are some things that we teach and we go through, and it's not even biblical. It's not even biblical. How about this one right here? Have anybody ever heard this before? Okay, you want to be saved? Let's pray this prayer right here. Lord, forgive me for I've sinned. I want you to come in my heart. That's not biblical. It's really not biblical. You know what's biblical? We'll go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6 says over there, if you want forgiveness, give forgiveness. Where's your forgiveness first? God said you're not going to get it unless you forgive. But if I don't even get Jesus, it's where it is. Hey, when did I say Jesus come into my heart? Well, I don't even read that yet. I haven't seen that. It says, with a mouth confession and believing in your heart that Jesus was raised from the grave, then you'll be saved. But it's not saying, come into my heart, Jesus. This is something we teach our kids and raising them up, and it's false teachings. It's a tradition of a man, just like what Jesus said, hey, your heart's so far away from me. This is a tough word. It really is. But just as this word does, it will dissect us. It will show us. It's a mirror. It says over there, like the water reflects a face, so does the heart of a man. But see, we always stop. A lot of times, we'll just stop. Right when God's really revealing our heart to us, we'll cut it off. We'll cut it off. And we'll let that lay right there. And we might not come back to it. Because sometimes it's a hard deal to look down deep inside. Because it's not our fault, really. You know, it's not your fault. And Jesus, he's not here to blame you. But we want to put this blame and we want to put this shame and we want to put this stuff on our own self. You want to know something else that was kind of like, look, how many times have you heard, Terry Wilson brought up that Jeremiah 29:11 this morning. Oh, I got plans for you. Plans for you to prosper. Boy, we want to take that scripture and we'll put that on our mirror in the bathroom. I'm ready to go now. I'm going to prosper today. Just like you said, do you know the context of it? He was in prison. What's going on in here? What's going on in here? Because it goes on to say, if you seek me with what? All of your heart. Here's another one. I got this one. It's hanging on my wall as I go out the front door. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. How many times over the last few years have you heard that scripture? Is it true? Absolutely. Absolutely, it's true. But let me enlighten you on something. He's already healed the land. He's healed it. He really has. That's not that 29:11 thing over there. They don't sound that good, does it? Y'all don't agree with me? Y'all don't think he's already healed the land? I believe he has. I believe he has. Or Jesus wouldn't have said it's finished. But the first part of that verse, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and come back. Now this thing is what needs to occur. But you see what he did? He fulfilled what he said he was going to do. What needs to be healed? Our hearts. These things are laid bare before the Lord. We're doing this inner healing thing. It's good. Because we're getting down in the roots of some things. And I really believe there's some stored things inside of each and every one of us that we got to release and we got to get out so that healing can be complete inside of us. But if we're waiting on Jesus to do something, my goodness, we've already missed the bus because he's already done it. Now it's up to us to do what he says. What? Let's get understanding. Let's seek him. Do you want to know these things? Let's prepare ourselves. He's already prepared it. He's already done it. He's already finished it all. My goodness, what is my people waiting on? And I'm telling you, the Lord said, I'm tired of it. It's enough. It's time for my people to come unto me. All who are weary and heavy laden, come on. Let's get this thing. We got a dying world out there, and here we are. I'm waiting on you to heal this land, Lord. Heal this country. Man, he don't care about this country in that manner, I'm telling you. But he cares about the people. He cares about you. He loves you. He loves you. But our heart... A lot of us, we just got this hard heart. And I'm telling you, man, we put too much on ourselves. This week I was going through more stuff, and it's like, my goodness. And, you know, I said, I don't even know, Lord, if I need to get up there. I just don't think I'm ready. Oh. You start hearing stuff from the Lord, and things move, and I'm telling you, you almost get to the most desolate place you could ever be in. It's incredible, isn't it? Pray for your leaders and stuff, because I'm telling you, when they standing there, it is a very lonely place, and that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to think, make you think that you're not worthy. He wants you to think that you're not ready. He wants you to think that it's you. Not me. It's him. Another verse I heard this week without even knowing, which I already knew was part of the verses I was going to use, was Proverbs 23:7. And the same one who was just over here blasting this stuff right here. I think she's got, what's old guy's name? Ken, what's his name? Oh, yeah. He loves us. And she said, well, it's as the heart thinks, so as a man is. I said, boom, there's another one. There's another confirmation. Because the world will tell you, oh, what a beautiful mind we have. And the Bible will tell you what an ugly, wretched heart we have. I don't know, I'm going to go with the beautiful mind. Let's stick with that one. Okay. You can stick with that one. But it's not the truth. It's not the truth. Also this week, as we're going in these things, and we just know that the truth. What did Jesus say? Let's talk about the truth. Y'all want to talk about the truth? Y'all want to go to John 4? I think we can run through here. Let's go to John 4. It's. Do y'all remember this one? Y'all can put it up. We can run through. I might just highlight and run through, but I think I just want to really get to the probably the 24th verse, I think I want to get to. But this is Jesus. This is our Lord while he's walking this earth. And he said, I'm going to go to this place called Samaria. And they're like, whoa, what are we going to go over there for? There's no good people over there. We're not going to go over there. And as he goes, he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar. And then he keeps on going. Jacob. Where's Jacob? Who was Jacob? Y'all remember Jacob? Who was Jacob? Who was Jacob? Oh, Israel. Yeah, okay. I always love that part. Why did he put Israel on there? It's always been there. He struggled with God, and he came up real. He revealed it to him, didn't he? And he become real because of it. And he never walked the same again. It's okay, isn't it? It's okay. It's good to have a war wound. Because I tell you, what did Paul say over there? I begged him to take that off of me 3 times. I don't know what it was. It's really never revealed to us. Some of the eyes or whatever. He could have had a little giddy up too. Because he did have an encounter with the one true king. And that's what it takes. That's what it takes. And that's what happened. It the Israel well. It got real at that well, didn't it? This woman who was outcast and nobody wanted. Why did he come to this thing? I'm telling you. Why this woman? Nobody. It's a woman too. It's a woman. Some of the most powerful vessels that God used was a woman. And she said, I perceive that you are a prophet. Let's go on down. Let's the next one. Let me tell you this part. Look right here. Give me something to drink. Jesus asked her. Go ahead, let's finish. This is good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's go to the next verse. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy some food. Let's just roll through. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Then Jesus answered and said to this is good. If you knew the gift of God and who it was who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Oh, looky here. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Can we put some more Judea Hebrew on this thing? He's a speaking. You with me? Somebody's following me. He don't need anything to draw his water with, does he? He's a spigot. He can speak it. He's a spigot. All right, we might have to write that down. He can just turn the valve on, can't he? He can speak it. He's to speak it. He's to speak it. He's to speak it. He can speak it. He's going to speak it. Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered, hallelujah. Ooh. He said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. Jesus said to her, go and tell your husbands and come back. So let's just skip right here. Y'all know this thing, what he says? Whoa. He starts revealing her heart, didn't he? He starts telling her all the stuff that's going on. Did she take off running at that time? Did she turn from the Lord at that moment? She didn't. Let's go to the next verse. He told her, you got five. And the woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Whew. You have to be a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on the mountain, and you Jews say that Jerusalem is a place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming, and when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father, but you will worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is with the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. This is where I believe he says enough's enough. I believe this is the call of the hour. I'm hearing this verse and this encounter. And I'm hearing that the Lord saying, this is enough. I've had enough. This is the time. Now's the time. What are we going to do? First of all, I can't get in the Spirit of God if I'm not truthful. You might be in some kind of other spirit. But if you're not truthful, you're not dealing and messing in the Spirit of God. You're not really truly worshiping him in the Holy Ghost. So I'm telling you, he's saying this is enough. We're going to move now into this thing. I'm telling you, man, my goodness, it's here. Enough's enough. It's time to get truthful. It's time to be transparent. Transparent. what was that word this week? What was that word? Transparency brings what? Healing. Transparency is the truth. It's the real. It's spirit and in truth. There was a word that come, and I just lost it right now, but it was a transparency. It was about being transparent. Jesus was the most transparent of them all. There was nothing hidden. Why, he revealed it all. And when we can reveal the things and walk in, and what we try to do is hide these things back. We don't want to be truthful. We want to act like we got it together and all these things. I know we heard this thing over and over and over, but this is the time. This is the time to where, my goodness, if I'm not truthful with the Lord, who can I be truthful with? He already read your mail. He already knows it all already. Just like me the other last month, riding around offended. I might as well, I told him. Well, I knew it already. Lord, I'm in a bad place. I'm offended. I got stuff in my heart right now. I got these issues. I know, but you're choosing that. What do you want to choose? Choose me. Choose to go. And once we have that encounter, my goodness, that woman took off running. Took off running into town. Hey, 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 hey. Come see a man. Come see a man that told me everything, that knows me, to come see a man. I just believe that it's just a man that just has so much love pouring out of his eyes. What did he say over in Matthew 12? He says, "Was the mouth speak by the overflow of the heart?" These things that's built up in us. I believe that the Lord really wants. You know what it says in that spirit and truth? He says, look, as we went over there, there's a song. And Randy, have you got that song ready to go? Can we? I want to go ahead and start that, but in a low, low tone, something, volume. There you go. And the title of this song is Insatiable. I had to look it up. I didn't know what that word was. It's beautiful. Y'all know what insatiable means? Whew. It's incapable, right, of being satisfied. It's being incapable of being satisfied. Quenchless. But this is the Lord. And what we were singing today, this morning already, that he's coming after you. He doesn't care about anything else. He doesn't care about anything else. He wants your heart. Every little piece of it. And it's going to be pieces because we give it in pieces. Because we give a little bit, we've been broken and we've been hurting so bad that we're not going to give anybody just all of our heart. But he's willing to sit there. He's not satisfied. He can't be satisfied until he gets it all, my goodness, and just that little bit of peace, and he's still sitting there. He says, my goodness, the scraps from the table, that woman said. Just the scraps from the table's all I need. And that's what Jesus was like. And it's what he's like right now. Just a piece of your heart. Just a scrap off your table of your heart that he said he's going to write the virtues on. I'll take a little piece of it right now. And I'll take a little piece then. And I'm still sitting there waiting on you to throw me just a little more crumb. And he's waiting on it. Oh, there's another piece fell off the table. There's another whittle off that heart. God's moving through here and the repentance. Proverbs 4 is what it hit me with this week. And as that word just keeps going, let's jump in there. Listen, I want y'all to be hearing these words as it's flowing and the things here. And this is Solomon. Solomon's speaking these words And he's wrote them down. And he says, my son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. This is verse 20 and 21. For they are life. He says, keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away the crooked speech. Put away the devious talk. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot from the way of the evil. It's time. I know it says over here, now is the day of salvation. But my goodness, I believe that most of us probably in here know that we have salvation. This isn't the gospel of salvation today. But it is, because it's all in one. This is the gospel of the kingdom of God. This is the gospel of you hitting across the path, the crossways of your life. Of which way did you want to walk? Which way are you going to step? And Jesus said, you might not be able to see the end of the bluff. It looks like it's a ways down, but you got to step out there today and say, you know what? Now's the day. Now's the time. I don't care what's before me. I'm stepping out because, my God, I've had enough. I've had enough of this broken heart. I have enough of this turmoil. I have enough of these things. All I can see outside is this gloomy. Man, it don't look good. The outlook is very dim for us. But Jesus said, hey, I bring you hope. Do not be afraid was one of the first words of the revelation of God himself when he started when he was being birthed out in the world. He come, do not be afraid, for I bring you hope, good tidings. Today is a Savior born for you. Go and see him. Just like it was at the well, come and see. And my goodness, and when the rest of them got there, they said, my goodness, lady, I don't have to believe off of your belief. I believe because I've met him and I've heard him myself. We have those encounters so that we can continue to pursue the cleanliness of our hearts. Hearts of gold, man. Hearts of silver. Hearts of truth. That heart contains a lot more information than that beautiful mind of yours could ever think about. That heart that God has given you possesses all of it. And I'm here to tell you, it wasn't David, the daddy of Solomon right here, because his teachings has come up. It wasn't that, because you want to jump back over there? Oh, hallelujah. We can go to Psalms 139, and I'm going to go there. Can you pull up 139 Psalms, 24th verse? Hallelujah. See, this is where Solomon got his stuff from his daddy David. But you see, David, they said, what is the thing? They said, oh, David, he was a man after God's own heart. And I've probably mentioned this before, but I'm telling you, it's not that he just had the perfect heart. He didn't have the perfect heart. But he was a man after God's own heart. That he stood before the lions. He stood before the giants. He stood before the things that looked like they would devour him. And he says, my goodness, I know that my God is true. But you know what? When he stood, look, man, there was nobody around him standing out there in the wilderness. He was over there guarding the sheep like he was told to do. He was just being obedient. My goodness, Lord, sometimes, look, things come down on us. We don't know which way to go. It don't feel right, don't look like, don't taste like. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But look, my goodness, it could be dark. It could be very scary out there. And then I hear somebody cry out, and I'm, my goodness, what am I going to do? Am I going to go help this person? I'm going to let him lay by the wayside. What am I going to do? David was out there. Wasn't there? No, he went, and he took the animal, the sheep, from the animal's mouth. With nobody out there, there was no recognition involved. There was no fame or fortune. It wasn't about him. is about the truth and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Today is the same thing. It's about worshiping Him. And David said over there, he says, and see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of life. Go to verse 23 first. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Is anybody facing anxieties today? Have anybody been facing anxieties over the last year, 2020? Ho! Ho! Hey! No, nobody's. Everybody's good, right? We don't need him. We're going to get it right. It's going to be all right. Next year's a new year. I'm telling you, it's not going to get better. This world's going down. It really is. I'm not coming with a doomsday word with you today. But I'm telling you, I know the end result of this thing. But I know the end result with Christ too. There is no end. There is no end with Him. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Go ahead now. And see if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Do we ask the Lord to come in our hearts? Or do we truly just say, Lord, here is my heart. Here is my heart. It's beating. Because He makes it beat, but it's beating. It's been beat up. It's been bruised. It's tattered. I don't even know how many beats I got left on it. We don't, do we? And I live like it's going to run forever. But Lord God, it's just like loaves and the fishes. That's what He really wants. Your heart. It's time to get rid of this heart of stone. It's time to let your heart live again. To tear down the things of this world that has compressed it and hold it tight. I said, you know what real stuff is when it happens. Look what happened to David when he betrayed the Lord. Over in Psalms 51, and this is his closing here. Oh, I don't have to go through all of it, but you can pull it up. Let's go. Let's go to 10. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Randy, could you back that up and play like the next last 5 minutes of it? Because we're closing. Restore in me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. He says, then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. Here we go. And the sacrifice of God
or a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, these, oh God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure design. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Let's go ahead and read the rest of it. You shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with the burnt offerings and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. If we know what that is the sacrifices and the things that material stuff. It's not in that anymore. It's in the burnt offerings. It's in that brokenness and that spirit of God that moves upon us in our hearts, that he really wants that peace. He's crying out for those things today. This is one of the most repentant scriptures that we have in the Word, that God comes forth right there. If you're not with me, I think I ran a couple red lights right there. But I know the Lord's still there. He's insatiable. He's going to be there. He's quenchless. And it is a time right now, before we leave here, whatever you need to do, I don't care if it's here, I don't care if it's there, because it's not about being here or being there. It's about being right here and learning what's going on right here and being willing to give it up. He said it's impossible to please God without faith. And that faith looks like when you're willing to take this heart out and lay it on the altar for God and said it's all yours. Every inch of it, every crevice, every broken piece that it is. And here it is. He says, I'll stand on that, just like that white buffalo was. I'm going to stand on the rubble and the brokenness of you and my baby, of my babies or my children, of my church, of my bride. He does not care. He does not care about the junk. He took care of that. So there's no more excuses for as we go forth. Let's be true. Let's worship him in spirit and in truth. It makes all things new. I don't know, but he does. He knows. Just be transparent with him and allow him to work in your life, for you to receive that life, for you to walk in that life daily, no matter what our surroundings are. The truth, not of man's teachings, but what the Lord's doing. It's time. I'm going to pray. And if anybody needs prayer, anybody needs whatever, you know, God, he's willing. He's insatiable. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for never being satisfied, Lord God, that you want it all, you want it all, you want it all. And you deserve it all because you gave it all. Let us get that glimpse of your goodness, Lord God. Because that's what's going to make us change, make us come back to you, make us stay where we need to be, Lord, in your arms, in your presence. Although anything comes against us, Lord, and all these things, the beasts come to try to take and do all these things. But Lord God, we're going to know they're coming to take it, but they can't, because who you are and who we are in you and you in us. Let's become that oneness, Lord God. I ask that you just continue to move upon this body right here, each and every one. It's not about just this place, Lord God, but this is the place that we gather. It's about each individual that's in here right now.
I ask that you move on their heart, Lord God. Don't let them move without moving in you. Don't let them go out another step, Lord God, out. Let it be that faith step. Let it be that faith to you. Let them reach in there and just grab that heart and say, here it is. It's all broke. It's tattered. It's tore up. It's all beat. I don't even know what it is anymore, but I'm just going to give it to you. And I want you to form into me who you want me to be, Lord God, whatever it's going to be. You use me. It's not about me. It's not about what I got. It's not about this or that. My goodness, it's all about you. But Lord, I want to be true in you. And I want your truth to set us free. I want your truth to keep us where we are. I want to let us grow. I want to see your children grow. I want to see us all grow in that truth of who you are, Lord God, that maturity. We're not perfect, but Lord God, we can be perfect in you. You are all these things that we could ever want or imagine. Not this priceless, worthless stuff that we try to hold dear to our hearts, Lord. It's not about that. It's about you. And we thank you for this time. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. I thank you for just bearing with me this week and excusing me through these things. That mercy and grace, my goodness, it's a wonderful thing. We praise you, Lord God. And I speak this in your behalf of your kingdom and the good news in which it is. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.
And our lives, because he wants all of us, and as we give it all, he'll give all of himself to us, and we'll see those miracles. But I just kept hearing miracles. Someone desiring a miracle, even here, that's been wondering why it hasn't occurred, but it will occur.
It will. It will. Thank you for sharing, because that was the thing that we'd kind of hitting on a little bit Tuesday night in healing rooms and things. And why don't we see these things now? Why don't we see more of the manifestations of the healings and the miracles and the things? It's because a lot of us aren't ready. Our heart's not where it needs to be. We'll take it and try to build our own kingdom. But if we give it all to God and let his heart be our heart, then he can trust us, right? And he'll release those things upon his kingdom and his children, because he wants us to walk in these things. He wants us to experience these things. If not, he wouldn't have showed them to us. But it is in the heart. It's in the heart of the flesh that he wants to mold and make it. And these miracles are on the virtue. They're here. It's no longer just sin that waits at the door and longs to have you. These miracles are longing at the door for you right now. I thank you for your word. But it's us stepping in that faith. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being here this morning, and let's take this word to heart. Amen. And we just want to thank those that are watching on live screening, and appreciate you watching this morning and being a part of the service. So come back next week, and we'll have another great time in the Lord. Amen. You are dismissed. Thank you. And don't forget our visitors. If you will meet Pastor Terry at the back of the church, we have a gift for you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.